Galatians 5, starting at verse 22. Have all the children got where it is if you want to follow it? Can you see where it is? Right. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
Thank you, Katie. Happy Pentecost. Happy Pentecost. It's a massive day for Christians around the world, a day that we celebrate. Now, Pentecost, if you don't know, is just after Jesus went to heaven. He sent us his Spirit. Now, why has he done that? That's what we're going to think about there. So Jesus went up to heaven and his Spirit came down. Now, when God the Spirit came down to earth, he wanted to make it obvious to us. He wanted to make it obvious that it's God that's come along. It's God that's come. So when he came, the people he came to live in, they had flames on their head. It didn't burn their heads, but they had flames on their heads. And there were lots of people there, and God wanted everyone to know it. People from different countries, they were all there. So God let these men talk in every single language that was there. Now, luckily, you all speak English. But if this was Pentecost and some of you didn't speak English, well, when God's Spirit came down, it was such a big thing. Such a big thing that had never happened before. God wanted everyone to know about it. So, on their head. And when they spoke, everyone understood what they were saying. Now, I sometimes think, isn't it a shame that Jesus went away? Don't you think that? Wouldn't it be much easier to live as a Christian if we had Jesus here with us? Don't you think that? Maybe, obviously he wouldn't come down to my house every day, but maybe Jesus could have his own TV channel. So every day if I wanted to get to hear how to live as a Christian, well, I could turn on channel one. It would always be channel one when Jesus was there. And I'd text him my questions on my phone and Jesus would answer me. It would be so much better, I think, sometimes if Jesus was here. Every now and then he could come to England, couldn't he? He could fly over, he probably wouldn't need a plane, but he could fly over and he could come and chat to us. Maybe you could queue up and ask your question. It'd be so easy, wouldn't it, if Jesus hadn't gone to heaven and had stayed here on earth. Now, I've got lots of friends who don't know that Jesus is God. It'd be so easy if he had stayed on earth, done a few miracles in front of them. I'd say to them, do you believe that Jesus is God? They'd say no, and I'd say, have a look at channel one. Or, come and see him when he came to visit. It would be so much easier, wouldn't it, if Jesus had just stayed and not sent his Spirit. Do you not think that sometimes? So much easier just for him to come up to me and put his arm around me and said, keep going, Matt, I know it's hard, but I love you very much. It would be so much easier, wouldn't it? But Jesus says this. Jesus, just before he went away, he said, it's for your good that I'm going. It's for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, I can't send the Spirit. Unless I go away, I can't send the Spirit. Jesus says it's good that he's gone so that he can send the Spirit. Now, why has he done that? Why is it for our good that he's gone and we've got his Spirit? I can't sometimes see it. But why is it better for us now? That's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, don't worry about channel one. Don't worry about me flying over. It's better here and now for everyone here that he's gone and his Spirit's here. I hope you know what Pentecost is about now. Who went away? Jesus went to heaven and he sent us his Spirit. Now, that's what Pentecost is about. So why is it better? Well, God the Father made a promise to us. God made the world and it was absolutely wonderful, but it went wrong because of us. We all did what Nemo did. We decided to go our way, not God's way. And it left us in trouble with God. Now, God the Father made us a promise. He said, I'm going to fix it. Everything that went wrong, I'm going to fix. The people God made were going to live forever. But because we went our way, well, we couldn't live forever. Well, God says, I'm going to fix it. You're going to have eternal life again. Our friendship with God was spoiled, but God says, I'm going to fix it. You'll be friends with God. God was cross with us. He was really angry with us for us doing that. And he says, I'm going to fix that. I won't be angry with you anymore. Adam and Eve, when they lived in the garden, had a wonderful life, life to the full, never sad, never crying, always wonderful. But it's not like that now. Well, God the Father says, I'm going to make it so you can have life to the full again. And I'm going to make it so sin won't be strong, so sin won't be powerful at all, so you won't go your own way ever again. Well, that's what God promised. God made a promise to fix it all. He made a promise. Now, it was just a promise, a brilliant promise, because God made it. But Jesus came and he bought it. It's like a present, a big present, the best present ever. And Jesus came along and he bought it for us. These are big £50 notes, but he didn't buy it with money. This is a present that money can't buy. To get this big present for us, to make us friends with God, to make us have eternal life, to make us have life to the full, to get rid of God's anger, to make us not have sin gripping on us anymore, Jesus had to die on a cross. He didn't buy it with money. He bought it with his blood. That's what Jesus did. So the Father promised us this present. Jesus, if you like, he didn't go to the shops to buy it. He died on the cross to get it. But there's the present. It's just left there. Well, the Spirit is like a postman. Now, I know it looks like a chauffeur's hat. That's because it is. Try and buy a postman's hat anywhere in Oxford. You can't. At all. Now, the Spirit, if you like, is like a postman. Now, Jesus has got us the most incredible present that the Father promised us. The best present ever. But we need the Spirit to come along and give it to us. Like a postman on your birthday brings lovely presents to your house that your granny or granddad's bought for you. The Spirit takes the present that the Father promised, that Jesus bought for us. Well, he, ding dong, here you go, here's the present. That's what Jesus does. He gives us the most amazing present, eternal life, God's anger gone, friendship with God, life to the full and sin's grip gone. That's what the Spirit brings round, brings on our door, gives us his presence so that we can enjoy it, so that we can have it and love it, love friendship with God, live forever, not sin, have a lovely, lovely time forever. It's brilliant, isn't it? Now, if the Spirit didn't come down, the present would just be there, wouldn't it? In a cupboard in heaven, how are we going to get it to them? How are we going to get it to them? It's all to do with the Spirit. If you're a Christian here today, if you know friendship with God, if you are looking forward to having eternal life, all of that, it's because the Spirit came down as Postman Pat, if you like, to give it to us. It's brilliant. The Spirit, God, is brilliant. Now that's why, oh, they didn't clash in the middle, they left 40 days. That's why it is much better that the Son, Jesus, has gone to heaven and the Spirit's come down. It's brilliant. Now, if you're little, you need to be very thankful to the Spirit. You need to say thank you to him for giving you the present that Jesus bought for you and the Father promised. You need to say thank you to God the Father. And you need to say thank you to Jesus for dying to get it for you. But you need to say thank you to the Spirit for knocking on your door and giving it to you. Now, if you're a bit bigger here today, I want to talk about one of these presents for 2 minutes with you. This one on the bottom. Sin's grip on me. Sin's grip on me. Now the Bible says the present for us means that sin's grip has gone. Now if you're big, pick up your green sheet. And this reading here, Galatians 5. About the fruits of the Spirit. Now I'm sure we know them. I'm sure lots of us would know all 9 of them off by heart. The Bible says this is what we should look like if we're God's people. Now what grows on an apple tree? Apples. What grows on a pineapple bush? Did you know pineapples grow in little bushes? Looks like the top of a pineapple. What grows on one of them? A pineapple. What grows on a coconut tree? Coconuts. What should be growing on a Christian tree? A Christian who's got the Spirit in them? Love, peace, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness and self-control. That's what we should look like. Now the bottom one, sin's grip on me. We can live this way because sin doesn't grip us anymore. Now, I think we're quite good at trying for some of them, but I've just been reading a book called Respectable Sins. It's in Ebb and Flow this week. There's a book review on it. Now, this week's book of the month is Mirror Mirror. But Pete's not here. Vaughan's not here. Mark Abraham's not here. Buy this book, not that book. Okay? This is St. Ebb's Book of the Year, if you like. It's a new thing we're launching today. Book of the Year. Anyone object? Now, this book just picks on some of the little ones in this list that we just don't think are sins. Now, frustration. Do you find yourself getting frustrated with life? Absolutely. Ugh! We shouldn't be. We shouldn't be getting frustrated with life. We should be people full of peace. Do you often find when you sit with Christians, they're a grumbly lot, aren't they? Grumble about this, grumble about that. We shouldn't be. We've got the Spirit living in us. We should be people full of joy, people full of peace and patience. We shouldn't be getting frustrated if we're Christians. Sin's grip on us has gone. Now read that book, but why not start this week? Start today if you're bigger, not getting frustrated. When you feel yourself getting frustrated, think, no, I can stop that. When you feel like you're about to grumble, think, no, I've got the Spirit, I can stop that because of what Jesus did. Now I'm going to leave it there. Do read the book of the year. We'll have some on the bookstall next week. It's normally £9.99. We're going to sell it for £8. I'm just saying that. But we will now. I've said it. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to say thank you to God for the Spirit. It's brilliant, isn't it, that the Spirit, God the Spirit, came to live in our hearts, to make us be able to live God's way. So let's say thank you. Father God, thank you very much that you made a promise to fix all the mess that had gone wrong with the world. Thank you very much, Jesus, that you came and died. You bought our present with your blood when you died on that cross, and we thank you very much for that. And we thank you very much, Holy Spirit, that you have come and you live in our hearts to deliver that present to us so we can enjoy it and love having it. Amen.